The scripture of this service is Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21. The people whom I formed for myself will declare my praise. Amen. The title of this message is Praises That God Accepts. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of 9,000 branch churches in the United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and local sanctuaries in Korea, and the members who are attending this service through satellites and internet, and all GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers. Let's give all thanks and glory to God the Father who has blessed us to have this 2009 Performing Arts Committee devotional service. I also give thanks to all the devotees who have prepared for this service with all your heart, mind, and soul. Dear devotees, the title of this message is Praises That God Accepts. When you praise to God, if Father God doesn't accept it, it's useless, isn't it? Your praise should be accepted by Father God, and it should be pleasing to God. And angels and hosts should respond. And all the congregation feel joy, okay? Today's scripture, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21 says, "The people whom I formed for myself will declare my praise." God rejoices over praises very much. God said the reason He created man was to receive their true praise. God, however, does not accept all praises. It has to be acceptable in His sight. People are supposed to praise God with their talents, but some write music for their personal enjoyment and pleasure. They write melodies and lyrics that are sensual and that stimulate lust. Also, Lucifer loves to receive worship, and he also incites people to create music that contains darkness. He receives worship through such music and culture, and he leads such people into deeper darkness. The praise that God accepts is completely different from the worldly music in its qualities of grace and beauty. So, even though a very good vocalist sings a hymn with a beautiful and resonant voice, it doesn't mean that God will accept it. It doesn't mean the most talented songwriter will write the best quality praise song with which God is most pleased. Yes, of course, it's better if the praise singers are more talented and skillful, and there is always room for self-improvement. But the more important thing is the aroma produced by the heart of the singer. The writer, the composer, the aroma of their hearts should be acceptable by God. The dance and the players, the same. The praise that pleases God must produce an aroma that is clean, clear, pure, and holy. Such praises will open the gateway so the people can receive the fullness, inspiration, and fellowship of the Holy Spirit. There are many types of dances in the world. But today, we started very soft and slow. But we were able to feel the fullness and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, even though we didn't follow the way the world does. The spirituality of a songwriter who writes a song of praise, the kind of heart that produces it, and with what kind of heart it is sung, all decide whether or not God will accept it. When I use the expression song of praise today, it's not only about songs, but it also applies to playing musical instruments, dancing, and all of our performing arts. But in some cases, performers focus on demonstrating their talents and skills rather than worshiping God. Some may say they are touched by lyrics and melodies that are not pleasing to God, but in fact, there is no moving of the Holy Spirit in them. Well, people receive touching and emotion when they see it, but the songs and dances and performance that pleases our Father God touches our heart and changes us, okay? They seem to be passionately singing, but they are just singing with their own emotions rather than the inspiration and grace of the Holy Spirit. They say they are praising God, but the worldly culture has profoundly influenced them, and so God finds it distasteful rather than pleasing. At times, it is so detestable to Him that He turns His face away. Those lyrics and melodies do not purify the heart, but rather they make people fall more deeply into the flesh, or they open the way to accept darkness in their hearts. That's why Father God says repeatedly that the writers and the composers, if they are not sanctified, if they didn't cast off their heart, and Father God would not admit or accept their praises. And Father God told me, no such people like that can come up to the altar. Someone write a song and sent to me from a branch church. But the lyrics was quite touching. But the writer was not the person that Father God wants. He was not the person, I didn't accept the song, and I didn't allow that song to be played. So I discarded it, because Father God is not pleased with it. This is the spiritually corrupt world of end time, and God called you to receive glory through true praise. He is giving us such great grace to let us give Him true praise. He is giving us the praise songs Himself. Before we enter the Canaan sanctuary, we must be sanctified. So Father God is giving us songs and lyrics and dances so that it can help us to sanctify ourselves and to give pleasing aroma to our Father God. That is why Father God is working Himself. Since you have received such great grace, you should be able to discern between the right and wrong by the clear inspiration of the Holy Spirit. You shouldn't participate in the worldly trends, but give God the kind of praise that He wants. You have received such an important duty, and I hope that you will renew your hearts once again in this devotional service. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will glorify God with pure praise and worship, and also lead the Christian culture of the whole world. Dear devotees and other members, the first thing that you have to check to be able to give God-pleasing praise is love. The aroma of your prayer can please God only when you sing with true love for God in your heart. Of course, I'm not good at singing, but I heard that Father God is so pleased when I sing those songs, because He accepts the aroma of my heart. I don't sing well like you do, but Father God accepts my aroma, so He is so pleased. Of course, you came to have this duty because you love God in one way or the other. But is your love really spiritual? The 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 7 says, love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. This is spiritual love. This love should be accomplished by the devotees. And you will soon. You should in the future, okay? Before we enter Canaan Sanctuary. If there is nothing in these verses that finds fault with you, then your praises can always be great joy to God. If you feel it is such a great task to cultivate the spiritual love chapter in you, I would like you to check just one thing. Is your love unchanging and truthful one? Some people begin wanting to praise God greatly, but when they lose the fullness of the Spirit, they want to quit the duty of praising God. When they say they're going to praise God, then it is like making a vow to God. But when they are not full of the Holy Spirit, or when they commit the deeds of the flesh, they try to quit their duty. I see those cases from time to time. Some initially confess with tears, Father and Lord, you are my everything. I'll praise you all the days of my life. Soon, however, they change their mind. They begin to see the things of the world that look good. Now they are filling their hearts with the worldly things. The kind of love that God talks about is not this kind of fleshly love. It's not extemporary or emotional love. He wants to share true love that stems from the depths of our heart and that becomes deeper and deeper. If you have such love in your heart, it is only a matter of time before cultivating all the characters of spiritual love. You know very well about Paul and Silas. They praised God even when they were beaten and were jailed. They were beaten with rods and were bruised all over their bodies. But when Paul thought of the cross of Jesus, he was ashamed of himself even to say that it hurt. Even when he was mocked and despised by many people, he didn't get discouraged, but instead he gained courage thinking about the grace of the Lord who had forgiven. From the moment he met the Lord until he was beheaded, his love only grew stronger and stronger. This kind of love, when you love God, or when you love your lover, you should have this kind of unchanging love. Someone told me that my child does this kind of duty in the church, but he feels difficult nowadays. When I was undergoing refinements, unbearable, then I thought about Apostle Paul, what he did and how he did. Even though I was betrayed, even though people mocked me, even though people did bad things to me, they were nowhere to compare, to be compared with what, you know, Apostle Paul had to undergo. Was I beaten? Have I been to prison? Like Apostle Paul did? Was I robbed? Was I hungry? Like Apostle Paul was? Apostle Paul was joyful all the time. If we have faith, how can we say it is difficult to do duty for Father God? So I told him, do you know how much I should make and give to God to make the works for Father God's kingdom go? When I pray for thousands of members, every week, I have to meet with thousands of members and pray for them and heal them. But I've never said it is difficult, because it is to accomplish Father God's kingdom. Why is it so difficult? In this world, there are people who work all day, even labor works, and receive very small amount of wage without even taking a rest, working for 12 or 14 hours. There are so many people in the world. When I accepted God and started to work, I woke up early in the morning, because the work started 7 o'clock in the morning. So I had to wake up at 4 o'clock. I washed myself and transferred the buses. Then I went to the construction site and started to work 7 hours. I mean, from 7 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock in the evening. And I changed my clothes and came home. And I didn't have time to read newspaper. And then I went to church to pray. Well, Father God made me healthy like that. Well, even by doing so, I was so happy and I was joyful. But I was so full of joy even though I worked like that. Praises were full in my lips all the time. Think of the days when you had hard time. Now, you are much better now, don't you think? When we were poor, there weren't people who committed suicide. But now, so many people are committing suicide. So when you feel difficult, think of the forefathers of faith. Moses, when people complained against Moses, do you think Moses had a time to take a rest in the hot wilderness? Before the Exodus, he had to live with the family of his wife for 40 years. And he received training in the trials. But since he had hope for heaven, he walked his way with joy. All the brothers and sisters who have faith, please walk like this. And devotees, we have hope for heaven, such beautiful heaven. Angels and hosts sing the dances like you saw during the special praise. Every day, all kinds of entertainment and sports games. We're not going to work. Nobody is going to force us to study. We will live happy lives forever and ever. That days are waiting for us. Now, if you think of those days, how can you long for the world and commit sin? And how can you say your life is difficult? That's why Father God tells you to pray all without ceasing, rejoice always, and give thanks in all situations. Because if you overcome these momentary things, you will receive the joy forever. I hope that you will have this kind of love in you too. With this love in you, I hope that your praises will always be accepted by God as a beautiful and moving aroma. If you love God, especially if you are praise leaders, that you should truly love, and you should not commit the deeds of the flesh. Father God says many times that those who commit the deeds of the flesh should not stand on the altar, because Father God cannot tolerate it. The lyrics and songs, it should not be written or arranged by those who committed the deeds of the flesh. They should be written by those who are sanctified. Otherwise, Father God will not accept them and become joyful. Father God dislike the songs that are written and sung by those who commit the deeds of the flesh. So when you dance, when you sing, your aroma should be accepted by God. Dear devotees and other members, in order to give God-pleasing praise, the second thing that you have to check is faith. Usually, faith that is full and complete is likened to pure gold. Suppose you are giving God a vessel made of gold as an offering. It could be pure gold, 24 carats, or less than pure gold, that is 80%, 50%, or 25% of gold. Or it could only be a cheap plated metal vessel or ceramic with gold plating. We can say that they are all golden vessels, but the value is totally different according to the purity. The gold medal is not pure gold in the Olympics. It's just the gold covered. Many members of the church win gold medals, right? I asked them whether it is true, pure gold, and they said it's not. Even the medals of the Olympic Games are not pure gold. Now, what kinds of offerings would you like to give to God? Obviously, you would want to give Him pure gold. Then, I would like you to check how faithfully you believe the Word of God and how much you are trying to practice the Word. I suppose all the devotees here faithfully do the basic things of Christian life, such as attending worship service and praying. Also, you listen to a lot of sermons and you know how to discern between the truth and the untruth. On the outside, most of you seem to be in the third level of faith. But in fact, some of you are still in the second level of faith or even lower. You may mistakenly think that your faith is great because you heard and know many things, while the level of practicing the word is just like that of a new believer. Of course, if you commit evident works of flesh, you can realize your measure of faith is little. But we cannot conclusively say that your faith is good only because you don't commit such sins. Let me give you some examples. Suppose when others are recognized and praised more than you, you get a feeling of uneasiness. You then speak words that pierce their heart, but you cover it as if you are giving advice with good intentions. If a leader scolds you, your face flushes, and you complain that she is giving a hard time to her people. In a letter of repentance, I can read, the senior pastor scolds me severely. Now, when I give you reprimand or reproach, Am I targeting just one person? No. I'm making an example so that many people can understand, which can apply to everybody. I'm not making an example to point someone, a specific someone. Some people say, you know, senior pastor scolded me so severely. Well, they say so in their letter of repentance. But I've never scolded them. I try to encourage them, admonish them, so that they can realize and turn back. But they say they were scolded by me so severely. Also, you speak bad things about others in your own righteousness and frameworks, but you don't even realize it is wrong. You just think you are speaking the truth. Also, you speak bad things about others in your own righteousness and frameworks, but you don't even realize it is wrong. You just think you are speaking the truth. If things don't go as you want, you don't like it, and you don't gather your heart. I would like you to check the words on your lips too. Some of you mostly talk about good restaurants, good sightseeing places, new movies, dressing up and making up, stories about celebrities, people you want to date, rumors going around, and you use popular expressions of the world. When you face somebody you don't like, you just show a cold attitude. You break promises easily. Even when you decide something in your heart, you change it often according to your benefit. Moreover, I would like you to check how you are perceived by others in your cell groups or small groups. Will they say, she is so busy doing her duty, but she tries her best to keep her position and shares grace with testimonies. She is a lovely worker who serves others with humbleness. Or might they say, we only see her a couple of times a year. Having her in our group is meaningless. As a small group leader, I don't feel comfortable asking her to work with us on something or help us. If you are like the example in the later group, it is a shameful thing to even say you have faith. No matter how well you sing, the aroma that praise you sing will not be good when you sing without faith. From time to time, the choir members ask me questions. I am a president, or I am a cell leader, or I am a group leader. I have to attend the choir practice. But I am a group leader. I have to abandon the position in the choir. But then I said, if it's possible, do both. If you are occupied when you practice, if I were you, I would not give up as a singer and a choir. What it means is, well, we're going to fill the empty positions of the choir with new believers, without leaders. We must have members of the choir with good faith, those who have good faith. You should not seek for your own benefit like that. You should always think of God and the church first, and then discern everything. Praise singers should be the people with good faith. No matter how well you sing, the aroma of that praise you sing will not be good when you sing without faith. Even if you sing a song that directly quotes Bible verses, or even if you see angels dancing and dance just like them, it is just like earthenware vessels with low-quality silver plating. Only when you long for the word of God and try to obey it, can your praises be accepted as an aroma with faith. Dear devotees and other members, in order to give praise pleasing to God, the third thing you have to do is to check your hope. In the world, many want to become entertainers. Probably it's because they can become wealthy and gain fame. But it is also because they want to show their talent. But the reason why you became praise singers is not to gain money or fame. It's not to boast of your talents or appearances in front of others. It is only to give glory to God. It is with the hope that you will glorify God alone on this earth and also be able to praise Him forever before the throne of God in New Jerusalem. If you are really filled with this kind of hope, then you will always picture heaven in your heart. You will imagine the colors, mood, and aroma of heaven, and you will think about things that are holy, spiritual, pure, and clean. Then, the glitter of your faces, words on your mouth, your appearances, hairstyles, makeup, and dresses will give out the aroma of heaven. You can also share with others the fullness of the hope of heaven through your praises. Of course, it is important to learn the techniques or other skills of the world to improve your skills. You should have the basic training to stand on the stage, and you also have to adorn yourself on the outside because you are praising God. You should have talent, skill, and ability comparable to worldly entertainers or even better. You can take those things from the world, but you also have to discard what you have to discard. Was it yesterday? Someone told me a very famous singer died. I asked him who that was, and then people said it was Michael Jackson. And he died at his age 50. And someone told me that he has a huge mansion. He was rich. But he died of disease. The heart. Okay. At the age of 50, he died. By heart attack. I believe that he came to Korea for a concert, and hundreds of people followed him. But he couldn't cure his own disease. He received so many plastic surgery on his face. And I heard that he was suffering from the after effect of the size in the plastic surgeon. If you do not know God and do not know heaven, no matter what kind of fame and money you have, it's useless. You struggle in this world, but fall into hell. What is the use? You know the truth, right? We know the truth, and so we should follow the truth. You must never be stained by the world. Even when you take what is necessary from the world, you should always check what kind of attitude and heart you should have. If you are not awakened enough, you may take the flesh as you like, giving the excuse that it is for praising God. You may have interest in the trend of the world and take in the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and boastful pride of this life. Yet, you justify yourself saying it is to make your praising ministry better. Who do you sing for? And why do you make your appearances so beautiful? Of course, most of you will say you sing for the Lord and make your appearances beautiful to look beautiful in the sight of God.
헌신에 대해서 나도 귀하면 참 오랜만에 흰옷 입고 와야겠다고.
Well, today since it is the devotional service, I decided to wear white suit. And I can see the male members of the performing arts committee were, you know, put on a white suit too. So I decided to put on a white suit, and all the members of the performing arts committee also put on a white clothes. But I would like you to check once again what you really have deep in your heart. You should be able to discern whether it is look beautiful in the sight of people or you are doing it with pure heart to be offered to God. Of course, you should diligently improve your skills. But if you are full of the hope of heaven, you will long for spiritual things more. And in the works of the Holy Spirit, you will be able to discern between spiritual things and spiritually corrupt things. For example, suppose you learn to sing or gain skill in playing instruments. When you want to apply this to praise songs, those who are praying and have hope for heaven will be touched by the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit, you will be able to discern whether such a sound will become a clear and beautiful aroma before God, or it will become a sensual and fleshly sound. Even the worldly people will shed tears or joyfully clap their hands and dance according to their feelings. Therefore, you should be able to discern what kinds of melodies will really give the people inspiration of the Holy Spirit or touch their fleshly emotions. You should clearly discern it, and it is only God who can clearly discern it. That's why Father God gives us lyrics and melodies all by Himself. You should discern whether even just the motion of the hand is offered with the clear and pure aroma, or if it conveys some worldly feelings. The same goes for your hairstyles, outer appearances, and makeup. You may look modern and charming by the standards of this world, but your appearances may make the angels frown. Or your singing seems to be excellent, but in your heart you have more pride in your talent than you have desire to give glory to God. Such singing cannot become God-pleasing praises. The reason God Himself is giving us the praise songs is to let you give Him praises that are not stained by the world. God said He would purify through these songs the lips and hearts of those who sing with true heart. As your hearts are more and more purified, God can give us the songs that are closer to the praises of heaven. God also says He will teach us the dances of the heaven. As your hearts are purified more, the Father will more increasingly give us the praise songs that He really wants us to sing. I once said there are praise songs that the Father gave to me right after the opening of this church. I was always sorry that I couldn't record them or make the musical scores. But God said He would give me praise songs when the time would come. But these songs are a little different. The songs that have been given until now are for us to glorify the Father. But there are other kinds of songs too. They are the songs that the Father sings for His children. How happy we would be if we can hear the songs that Father God is singing for His beloved sons and daughters, for you people. When the praises of our church are purified again and again and reach a certain level, He will give us these songs too. And there is an instruction that God gave us about distributing these songs. It is that these songs must not be rearranged and the lyrics must not be changed. This is to prevent the songs given by God from going off the original flow when He gave them to us. It is to prevent any melody or expression that God doesn't want to be added to the songs. Sister Rose Han gave praises to God, and it is completely different from the world. One may have thorough understanding of music, but if it doesn't understand and express the melody that God wants, God cannot use His talent. That's why Deaconess Jin Lee is the one who is most proper in God's sight. That's why Father God refined her and trained her. to use her at the time comes. We may think we can improve the songs with the most sophisticated techniques, but then it is meaningless for God to give us the songs if we add worldly melody. Other than the hymnal songs, the gospel contemporary music, I don't usually follow them because it doesn't give me touching. Those contemporary musics, the Christian contemporary music, doesn't give me touching. I usually don't follow them because I don't sing along those songs because I don't have touching in my heart. God will only hate them and turn His face away. So, God designated a certain person who can understand and interpret the original melody and arrange the songs as He wants, in case it's needed. God has trained this person until now so that she can arrange them in a way that the songs will stay in the melody that God wants, and nothing God dislikes will be added. But there are some people who are uncomfortable with this. Some people object to it, saying, for this, it is better. For that, that's better. But those who are uncomfortable with this are only revealing their shortcomings, showing that they don't understand what the Father wants. And they are judging God, okay? They're only causing trials upon themselves because they are not participating in the flow of Spirit. And He may surely undergo trials. I urge you to try to understand once again that it is so important to be one heart with God as you praise Him. I urge you to have fullness of the hope of heaven and clean and pure heart that are clearly distinguished from the world. In doing so, I hope that you will not be stained by the scent or color of the flesh, but only give glory to God with the clear and shining aromas of heaven. Some people worry when Father God gives us these many songs. Let's say a president of prayer center. We should sing the songs that Father God gave us the way Father God wants us to sing. And she also has to practice the songs that Father God gave to us. When she is comfortable with the songs that Father God gave to us, then she can sing those songs, you know, during Daniel prayer meeting. Okay? She is not obliged to sing Father God's songs right away, okay? When you are able to sing the songs the way Father God wants, if you are feel comfortable with those songs, then you can sing those songs, you know, during any meetings, okay? A GCN Power Praise. That programming is viewed by the people all around the world. So, we cannot sing the song like in the Dragonfly. We cannot sing the songs just because we like it, because the people around the world will not understand it. So when you think that it is dealing with the whole people around the world, then we have to sing songs that can be accepted and that can be pleasing to God and the other people around the world, and sing those songs. You are not obliged to sing those songs right away, okay? We made an album, the first album. They were in a hurry. Since they were in a hurry to make an album, they should rearrange. There are some songs that they should rearrange. So, we can see totally different arrangement of those songs later. But this rearrangement cannot be done by just anyone. Only the person designated by God can do it. And the aroma of the heart should be given to God by those who only work for God and cast off evil and sin, who come into spirit and Holy Spirit. Only those people should rearrange when Father God designates them. And the third people should not touch it, okay? They should not criticize the songs, because they are rearranged by the people who are designated by God Himself. When you criticize the person that Father God designated, then it is the same you judging and criticize God Himself. You should put guard on your lips, otherwise you would be accused by the enemy devil and Satan, okay? Dear devotees and other members, you know very well about Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, when he had a major battle. He didn't have a special force armed with swords and shields. He had a choir praising God on the front. However, have you ever put yourself in the shoes of that choir in the battle? It is a nonsense and it is so foolish, isn't it? In your own fleshly idea. To put choir in front of the army? No. You think it's foolish? Well, this is what Father God commanded them to do. When you think it's foolish, you think Father God is foolish. A choir people in holy attire were set in front of those army against those swords. So that's why the fleshly people cannot understand Father God's work, but they judge and condemn. They were in the real war. It was not a practice. Praising God while marching towards the army forces that are out of blood is a completely different story from singing in the temple. Also, even very well trained and equipped soldiers would have to think about being killed if they stand on the front lines in the battle. So most of them in the front line are killed. And then most of the troops in front lines are going to die. You know it, right? They are completely open to the enemy attack and become targets for arrows. Now, if you are to go to a battlefield without any weapons or armament and sing praises, what kind of aroma of praise would you offer up to God? Wouldn't your mouths freeze and your voices shake because of fear? Or if you are a man of flesh, are you going to say, what is it to put them in front of the front line of the troops against the armed troops of the enemy? How could you do that? Are you going to complain if you are a man of flesh? Dear devotees, you received my order and you are standing in front. Now, if you are a man of flesh, you will criticize. But the man of spirit will just obey and practice and obey and put it into action. But the man of flesh will complain many things. Devotees, am I right or not? You should not be like that. At least in this church, you have experienced so many countless works of God. You have witnessed everything has been accomplished in the providence of God, and you should not complain, you should not criticize. The Israelites became men of spirit before they enter the land of Canaan, so they were able to obey completely to the word of Joshua. How foolish it appeared to circle the city of Jericho unarmed. All the children and elders, you know, walked around the city of Jericho. And the Father God commanded them to circle the city of Jericho 7 times. Now, how foolish they looked like. But they were not foolish because they obeyed the word of the servant of God. They believed him and they obeyed. Then Father God worked. All the members of the Performing Arts Committee, you should be like that. You should not boast of yourself. Instead, you should say Amen and only obey. It is the word of God. It is the word of the leader that you should be able to say Amen and obey. Only then can you come into spirit and Holy Spirit. As long as you have the fleshly idea and thoughts, you cannot obey. Okay? Wouldn't your mouth freeze and your voices shake because of fear? Can you sing praises? You are the target of an arrow. Can you? Each of the choir members of Jehoshaphat had the firm faith based on God's promise of victory given through his prophet. The Israel Praising Mission team, they're great. They went to Israel initially with the mind that they are going to a battlefield until second or third times. The passing the immigration office was so difficult. Even the pastors who came to the airport to see us off were examined. It was like that from the first visit. So how nervous the praising team must have been in Israel. A police car stopped us. And asked many questions to Israel, the pastor, who was leading us. So the old present team were nervous. We did our mission job, such job, for 3 years. But none of our mission team complained. They became all one heart and said amen and obeyed. No matter what I said, they obeyed. Nobody complained. Nobody said, oh, this way is better. Nobody said so. They just amen and obeyed. They were just waiting for my word and obeyed. They didn't insist on their own ideas. That's why Father God chose them to become an Israel praising team. Maybe it might have been difficult if such people who were complaining were in that team. They also had the love for God and the hope to enjoy the glory, and that is why they risked their lives and praised God. How pleasing this choir was in the sight of God. The 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 says, when they began singing and praising, the Lord set ambushes against the sons of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah. So they were routed. The army of God began to move when the singing began, and the result of the battle was decided at that very moment. How amazing this scene is. I hope that your praises will be one like the above. I'll urge you to praise God with faith, hope, and love, and with your life, and win the victories in all of your spiritual battles on this earth. I hope that you will open the gate of the spiritual realm, move the army of God, and accomplish the providence of God at the end time. When we please our Father God, the enemy devil and Satan will be destroyed. Then we will receive blessing and answer from God. That's why I feel sorry for those who are not receiving blessing and answers. And all the prayer devotees, if you sing with this kind of heart, how greatly will you receive blessing? The songs written by those corruptible men, the men of flesh, cannot make impact on the believer's heart. That's why I feel sorry for, since I know such a rule of the spiritual realm. When you praise to God, do you think I don't know who committed adultery and who committed the deeds of the flesh, the works of the flesh? When they sing praises, I feel so sorry for them. If they repent and then stand right before God and march on towards Spirit and the Holy Spirit and toward New Jerusalem, and if they sing praises like that, then Father God will be pleased and He will receive much blessing. May you also give glory to God forever on the glorious stage of New Jerusalem. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your love and grace. Let your message become life and faith. And let them receive the fullness and inspiration and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. When they sing praises to God, let them sing with faith, hope, and love. Let their praises be acceptable to God. Let them have great hope and faith and love when they sing praises for you. Let them love you and let them be loved by you. And let them sing praises in New Jerusalem. Father, thank you that all the devotees of the Performing Arts Committee become like that. Bless them. Let them not long for the meaningless things of the world. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Father, please lay your hand on these people from head to toe in every intestines and organs and nerve system. Burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Please work on them, transcending space and time. Deaconess Bo-Ogyan wants to sell the apartment the best price. Father, please bless her so that she can sell her apartment. Please make the house be sold as soon as possible. And let her spirit and soul prosperous. Deaconess Mihi Chang requests a prayer. Please lay your hand on her. She passed the writing test. And she's going to face a singing test. And then she can get a doctoral degree after that. Please make everything work for good and make everything prosperous for her. She was confident that she would pass because I appeared in her dream. Please bless her and let her come back to Korea with a doctoral degree. Pastor Peter Kim from Congo requested a prayer for the pastor seminar and handkerchief prayer meeting in Lingwala area. And he also requested a prayer for the blessing for the WCDN Congo branch office. And for the blessing for Kinshasa Mamin Church. Pastor Tariq Zia from Pakistan requests a prayer because he is invited to deliver a message in the Divine Healing Meeting in Lahore Court, Lakhpat in July 1st. Please make all the people who come to the meeting experience the work of God when he prays with the handkerchief. Pastor Chiang Kang requests a prayer to get the permanent residency. But please bless all these people. Bless all the devotees of the Performing Arts Committee. And let them realize whatever they do under the sun is meaningless. And let them seek and acquire what is not meaningless. Let them cast off every form of evil and break the fleshly thought and mind, but come to spirit and whole spirit and give praises to song with faith, hope, and love. Bless all the devotees of Performing Arts Committee. Father, thank you. Make all the members of the church healthy. Burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Father, please work. Please work on them. Make them cleansed and protect them and bless them during this week. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.